There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities, because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for, and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
Chicago works from home. The Score is there for you.
Thank you guys so much for what you do. The Score, I'm a loyal listener to these tough times. It's a relief to know I can turn you guys on my dial and have you be here.
We have the Score to get us through this. Thanks for being out there. You guys are a breath of fresh air. The whole Score team makes it a lot easier, and I applaud you for it.
We are Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Athletics. The Wildcats would like to thank all those working throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, including first responders and emergency personnel. Thank you for helping keep us safe. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Lawrence Holmes Show.
Well, why don't I let you hear Karnaschovas in his own words? Now, this is from an interview back in 2017 with Chris Mannix.
You're trying to develop your personnel as well, you know, by including them in, you know, decision making and, you know, ability to voice their opinions, even if they are the only ones that believe in it. You know, that can trigger ideas as well.
One of the things that you've seen about him is he is someone that wants to make sure that the people that he hires, that those people are good enough to replace him or get hired to be GMs in other places. Bring in the people that challenge you, bring in the people that know how you work and aren't afraid to share their ideas and have an opportunity to back those ideas up.
Make me a bicycle clown!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock on a Friday. Glad that you are hanging out with the show, whether you're driving around, you're sitting in the house, your house office, or you're actually at work because you're essential personnel. I appreciate you listening to the show. Here's what we have planned for you. We're going to have some fun today. Steve Muehlhausen of Sporting News and DAZN is going to join me at 1240. because I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's been happening with Dana White and the UFC, but it would be hysterical if it weren't so troubling. So we're going to talk with Steve about Disney and ESPN's decision to be like, yo, we probably shouldn't be holding this thing that you want to do just because you want to do it. So we'll get more inside with Steven coming up at 12:40. Jason Goff is going to join me at 1 o'clock. We are going to talk about the Bulls, which I will get to momentarily. You can check out Jason on Sirius XM, NBC Sports Chicago, and some really great stuff on the Bulls Talk podcast that he, KC, and Tony Gill are doing over there. At 1:25, our friend Roki, Melissa Rakaitis, is going to join me for What You're Watching. We'll find out what she's watching, because she's definitely bored. So we'll see what's on her mind. I have a lot of things that I want to talk about today. I want to talk about baseball continuing to leak its worst ideas to the public. I want to talk about the NBA challenge that's going to happen on Sunday night, where people are going to play horse and it's going to be televised. I want to talk about a bigger issue with that and find out whether or not you're going to watch it. But I want to start with talking about the Bulls, and I would like to talk with you about the Bulls. I threw this out on Twitter about a half an hour ago, and I'd like to talk with you about it if you are so inclined to pick up the phone. You're also welcome to text us. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. RosenHyundai.com is where you can find out more about them. They got their bays open. They're still selling cars, so hit them up if you are in the market for a Hyundai. So the Bulls have a new boss. Arturis Karnišovas is going to be the VP of basketball operations for this team. Now, this is one of the things that I want to get into. We've spent months and years trying to figure out when there was going to be a change in leadership, complaining about the way that leadership works for the Bulls and that it wasn't effective and that things weren't going the right way. There's a lot of anger that's built up with the fan base. I want to see if you can harness that anger in a positive way so that we can have a conversation about the Bulls. And this is the question that I want you to answer. How do you want to see the Bulls change? And before you text in, I want them to go to the playoffs. Yes, we are working under the assumption that you would like to see the Bulls succeed. What I'm trying to get to is, how do you want the new regime to be different in regards to making the franchise a better franchise? What things do you think that the previous regime didn't do that you'd like to see the current or future regime do to try and make the Bulls a better franchise overall? 312-644-6767 is the number if you'd like to jump in on that. And like I said, you can text us as well. 670-11 is the way that you can do that. Because now that the guys aren't gone yet, and I'm not wishing that they're going to be out, but they're definitely not going to be in charge. You're going to have Karnišovas be in charge. And I'm wondering what he can do to make this thing look better. Now, some people threw some good stuff at me via Twitter. And I was happy that once people kind of got that I wasn't saying, man, are the Bulls going to be great now, that people started to dig into their basketball souls and then started to give really good answers. Like this answer from Q. He says, largest front office and scouting department in the NBA. Go from one extreme to the other. Infuse those ranks with people who have insane amounts of connections around the league. This franchise should not leave any stone unturned to find quality players and coaches. It made me think about it, and someone else mentioned this too. If you go back to what it was like if we use the Cubs as a model and go back to what it was like with the Cubs back when Theo came to take over, and there are stories about how antiquated the scouting department's communications were, even down to the point of guys not having smartphones back then, not being able to work with video back then. that maybe that I don't think the Bulls are that bad. I don't think that it's as archaic as what the Cubs were working with, where you're talking about file cabinets of old scouting reports and all sorts of stuff where there was a lack of organization. And one of the things that Theo Epstein thrived on as a boss, as an executive, was cleaning a lot of that stuff up. Let's streamline. Let's make things easy. Let's make sure that all of the information that we're getting from our scouts is in a central database that can be accessible to everyone else so that we're not chasing our tails around. I think that's a really good way to look at it. Like, what type of innovation will the Bulls need, and will Karnišovas be able to, beyond his own salary? Because a lot of times we talk about the guy at the top, what that guy is going to make. Is that person going to be allowed to spend money if they deem it necessary to change, to fundamentally change the way that the Bulls go about doing their scouting? That's a really good answer by Q. Really good. That's what I'm looking for. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Elgin and talk with Elliot. Hey, Elliot, you're on the Score.
Hey, Lawrence, can you hear me?
I can. What's on your mind?
That is fantastic. Well, it seemed like the Paxson regime for the last, basically the whole time he was there, his philosophy seemed to be, just purely from my perspective and what it seemed like they were trying to do building the team, they wanted to build the ancillary pieces first. They wanted a team of complementary, solid NBA players, and then it seemed like the last piece, they wanted the centerpiece to be put in place last. I would like just the general philosophy here, find player one first. However you got to do it, that's why they brought him in. Find player one first, and the number one guy first, and then worry about the satellite pieces after that. Thanks, Lux.
I appreciate the phone call. I think that that's difficult. And the reason that I think that it's difficult is it's the hardest thing in the sport to identify a transcendent star and then know for sure that you have it. I'm okay with them building the nest and using the example that I've been using when we've talked about this throughout the week is using the example of Toronto, where Toronto had a really good team. And even with DeMar DeRozan, you were talking about a team that was in the playoffs a lot, would get far, and then they'd run into LeBron, and then that would be that. And then LeBron ends up leaving the conference, which is good for you. And then you have the opportunity to actually make a move and bring in a superstar. That's a really hard thing. Like, my standard for them will be a little lower than yours in that regard, because to me, that's one of the hardest things to do in the sport. I'm okay with them building a nest, and one of my arguments against what this regime has done already is I would tell you that they have not done that. I would tell you right now that if you took the Bulls and dropped Superstar X into the Bulls, you still wouldn't have a championship roster. You would still be uncertain. Now, I'm encouraged by some of the things I saw towards the end of the season by Coby White. I really wish that he would have gotten an opportunity to start earlier. I didn't have a major problem with Boylan not starting him, but it just seemed like you had the time and he was clearly starting to get better. It shouldn't have taken as long for him to get an opportunity to start. But finding the superstar is the hardest thing to do in the NBA. So building around that and trying to build a nest is a good idea. This texter says Van Vliet was in the G League, now stud. Yes, like identifying talent. And that's one of the things that Karnišovas kind of comes into this thing with some credentials of being a guy. You can get mad if you want to, but if you look at Jokic and them taking him in the second round and him not looking like what you expect a star in the NBA to look like, because He's big and a little doughy, and he doesn't look like he's as athletic as some of the other players. And then you find out that his functional athleticism is off the charts. And the guy has a real sense for how the game should be played. So I want to make sure that they are trying to identify that. And it's all good to try and find as many of those dudes in the draft. You don't necessarily have to just find role players. But I get where you're coming from, Elliot, and I appreciate the phone call. I just think that that's a really difficult thing to be like, hey, go find us a superstar.
What I would like them to do, Lawrence, is to find a coach and let him or her coach the team. Because it seemed like John Paxson and Gar Forman always had differences of opinion with the coach that they damn hired. So Vinny Del Negro or Tibbs.
Or Thibodeau,
Or Hoiberg. At the end, it was always like, oh, yeah, he doesn't go with our philosophy. Then they find one, and he's terrible. And Boylan. So I want Karnaschovas or whoever's going to be the GM to say, okay, I'm finding this coach. I'm sending out a wide net. And if he runs our system, he runs whatever we want to run, whatever. But the guy that we trust to do the job that we're in having him do instead of interfering with it and then coming to blows or to pulling ties at the end.
I think that's a good way to put it, Herbie. I really do. That if identify the guy you want and understand or woman that you want, because if I were a GM, Becky Hammond would be on my list of people that I would at least talk to. Figure out the person that you want and why you want them, and then let them do their job. I guess that all of this kind of falls into the category of hire good people and get out of their way. Allow them to do what they do, give them support when and how they need it, and then get out of the way. 312-644-6767 is the number. How do you want to see the Bulls change? How do you want to see them be different as a franchise? We've got off to a really good start with some good answers. Keep those good answers coming, whether it's by phone or you want to text us in. 670-11 is the way you can do that. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. We'll come back. We'll talk more about that. I also have some things I'd like to say about baseball. Stick around. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and you're listening to The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
KC Johnson, a new era begins for the Chicago Bulls.
Doesn't happen often. Arturas is the guy, and he's got to make a decision on the coaching staff and Jim Boylan's future, build out this organizational infrastructure. The Reinsdorfs, you know, strongly acknowledging has fallen behind the time.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. When the NCAA granted spring sports athletes the ability to recover this lost season of eligibility, it also granted schools the right to make their own decisions on handling graduating seniors. Wisconsin, sadly, taking advantage of this, announcing yesterday it will not allow those graduating seniors to return and play next year. The Ivy League doesn't allow grad students to compete, so some athletes withdrew from school to pause their senior seasons. Now Princeton and Yale say that's not good enough either. Those students can't play next year. Silly me for thinking in this unprecedented situation that the bottom line or arbitrary rules would matter less than the end of an athlete's career. The good thing is Wisconsin and those Ivies seem to be the minority at this point. Let's hope it stays that way. I'm Andrew Bogish.
There's nothing small about your business. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BY-DELL to speak to an advisor today.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscription.